Hello again, welcome to the program. We're continuing today in our series on the subject of revival. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Once again, revival will never be a reality until we learn to pray. The hymn writer has said, "Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray." We need to have the power of God. Notice the verse, "Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee." The disciple said, "Lord, teach us to pray." We need to do the same thing.
Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry, day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. Power in prayer, Lord, power in prayer. Hear mid our sin and sorrow and care. Men lost and dying, souls in despair. Oh, give me power, power in prayer. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee.
Power, boundless and free,
power with men and power with thee.
Well, in our previous program, we were looking at praying scripture back to the Lord. Today, we want to talk a little bit about praising the Lord. Some time ago, we mentioned that Jesus said to the disciples, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour?" I was thinking, how could we pray for an hour? Well, we could spend an hour just praying scripture back to the Lord. We could spend an hour praising the Lord. There's a lot of things we can praise Him for. We can praise Him for His mercy, His grace, His love, His power, His faithfulness, answered prayer. There's so many things we can praise the Lord for. Look at mercy. Psalm 13:5 said, "I have trusted in Thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in Thy salvation." So here we see Him praying to God, and so we can pray this scripture back to God. Actually, the word mercy is in the Bible 276 times. Psalm 31:7, "I will be glad and rejoice in Thy mercy, for Thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul," the mind, the will, and the emotions. "Thou hast known my soul in adversity." How about Ephesians 2, where we read, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved." Look at all the things in that verse alone that we could praise the Lord for: His mercy, His love, the fact that He has quickened us together with Christ, His grace. So many things we can just praise the Lord for. So if we take these things, mercy, grace, love, power, faithfulness, answered prayer, find some Bible verses and pray them back to God. Another area, we need another hour for this one, is our family. Not just our immediate family, the people who are living in our home, but what about our extended family? What about aunts and uncles? What about nieces and nephews? What about grandparents? We could take and list them all here and pray for them, specifically for their needs. Some of them are Christians and they need help. Some of them are unsaved and they need to be saved. Whatever the thing is, we put them on the list and we pray for them. And then what about friends? Now, I don't know if any of us have as many friends here as we've got spaces to list on this slide. But we do have some friends that stick closer than a brother. And we need to put them on a list and thank God for those friends and pray for them every day. They have needs as well as everybody else. Then what about pastors? We need to pray for the pastor. If you have a pastor that's faithful to the Lord, we need to be praying for him every day. If you have a pastor that's not faithful to the Scriptures, we need to be praying for him every day. We don't need to be getting an attitude of, you know, fighting all the time. Well, let's just pray for our pastor. I heard for a group of Christians that got together in a church and they decided to pray for their pastor. What did they pray for? They prayed to get saved. And he did. We need to be praying for our pastors. Not only that, we need to be praying for their wives. We need to be praying for their families. And then what about salvation? There's people that need to be saved. Maybe in our families, maybe people at work, maybe people we come into acquaintance with from day to day. God will lay them on your heart to pray for them. Pray for an opportunity to talk to them about the Lord. And then what about today's responsibilities? We're here, and maybe you're a father, and ye fathers, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that's what the Bible says. So, boy, we need to pray about that responsibility. We have some young people in our home. We need to be guiding them in the things of the Lord. So, maybe your responsibility as a mother, a father, a teenager, a spouse, whatever, we need to be praying, "Lord, help me with today's responsibilities." And maybe those responsibilities have to do with getting along with someone at work. It could be anything. Every one of us are living different circumstances, so we need to list those things and pray for them. And then, get back to number one, we said we should be thanking God. So many things to thank God for. And so, teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day.
Teach Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry, day unto day. I long to know Thy will and Thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in Thee, Lord, and Thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me Thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with Thee. Power in prayer, Lord, power in prayer. Hear mid our sin and sorrow and care. Men lost and dying, souls in despair. Oh, give me power, power in prayer. Living in Thee, Lord, and Thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me Thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with Thee.
Power with men and power.